I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the president's weekly conversation.
Hey, folks, how are you? 46 days to the midterms. We need to be crystal clear about what's on the ballot, because there's a heck of a lot at stake that's on the ballot. Right now on the ballot, there's Social Security. It's on the ballot. Gun safety for our kids and gun violence on the ballot. The idea that you start school this year and kids in many parts of the country are learning how to duck and cover rather than — no, I'm serious. Think about it. Rather than talking about reading, writing, arithmetic is a very different circumstance. It's not right. It's not who we are. It's not who we should be. And, folks, look, the survival of our planet is on the ballot. And that sounds like hyperbole, but it genuinely is. Well, I tell you what, the thing that we found out, and everybody found out, there's not a lot of total climate deniers anymore after they've seen what happened this year. But guess what? We got a lot to do. Folks, I believe America is at an inflection point. And I apologize to I'm a labor guy. I've spent a lot of time with all of you, not all of you, but with the labor movement since I got elected in my whole career. And I apologize if I repeat some things, but I think we're really at an inflection point. It occurs every 3, 4, 5 generations. It doesn't occur every election. And by inflection point, I mean that these moments, these are going to determine the shape of everything to come after what we do now. What we do in the next several years is going to determine what this country looks like in 25 and 30 years. It's that consequential. And the path offered by Democrats is contrasted with the one offered by the MAGA Republicans. And by the way, not all Republicans are MAGA Republicans. So I want to make that clear. And for years and years, I had a reputation. I remember I got beat up in the campaign by saying that I wanted to unify the country and unify the parties. I used to be able to do that. But things have changed a whole bunch. The MAGA Republicans control the Republican Party right now, and that's self-evident. That's self-evident. So there's a lot at stake here. The House Minority Leader, Kevin McCarthy, went to Pennsylvania and unveiled on what he calls a commitment to America. That's a thin series of policy goals with little or no detail that he says Republicans are going to pursue if they regain control of the Congress. In the course of nearly an hour, here's a few of the things we didn't hear. We didn't hear him mention the right to choose. We didn't hear him mention Medicare. We didn't hear him mention Social Security. So let's take a look at what Kevin said. He said Republicans want to, quote, preserve our constitutional freedom. That sounds great. I'm for doing that as well. We all are. But look at what they've actually done. The MAGA Republicans just cheered and embraced the first Supreme Court decision in our entire history, the first one in our entire history, that just didn't fail to preserve a constitutional freedom. It actually took away a fundamental right that had been granted by the same court to so many Americans, the constitutional right to choose. And now nearly half the states in the United States of America have either passed a ban on abortion or will shortly. And in many states, abortion is already banned even in cases of rape and incest. A fundamental change. Already, 166 House Republicans have signed on to a bill that would ban abortion nationwide. And the senior senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, has proposed a national ban on abortion with criminal penalties put on doctors and put them in jail if they, in fact, violate the ban. So in 46 days, America's going to choose. If Republicans win control of the Congress, abortion will be banned. And by the way, it will be initially banned, but if they win Congress, I will veto it. And folks, Kevin McCarthy also talked about, quote, longer, healthier lives for Americans. Again, sounds great. Who's not for that? Well, just look at what the Republicans are doing. Already, 158 House Republicans have signed on to a Republican budget that will cut Medicare and Social Security. Already. The man in charge of electing Republicans in the U.S. Senate, Senator Rick Scott of Florida, has proposed a plan to put Social Security in the chopping block every 5 years. De novo. No, I know this sounds like, but I really mean it. Look, go on the internet and check it out. They've laid out the platform. It means every 5 years, according to if they succeed in the Senate, The Congress will vote to either cut, reduce, or completely eliminate Social Security or bring it back exactly as it is. What do you think the prospects of it coming back exactly as it is? You've been paying into Social Security ever since you got your first paycheck. Well, then there's Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. As my mother would say, God bless his soul. Look, he thinks waiting 5 years is too long. He wants to put Social Security in the chopping block every single year. If Congress doesn't vote to keep it, it goes away. It's not just Social Security he wants to put up. He wants Medicare, Medicaid benefits. Every federal budget, every federal benefit gets up and has to be voted on every year. But if you support the Democrats, I promise you this, Social Security will be protected, period. Leader McCarthy talked about waiting, wanting a nation that's safe. Well, let's look at what Republicans have done to make it safe. They voted against virtually everything we've done to reduce crime and keep communities safe. The American Rescue Plan, it was when we first got in office, we passed it. You know what it was designed to do? An awful lot of mayors and governors and county executives, they didn't have a tax base because I was left with an economy that was in distress. So we said, here you go. We're going to give you this money so you can make sure you can keep your schools open. You can make sure you keep police departments open. Make sure you keep your hospitals open. Make sure you keep the fire departments open. And guess what? Every single Republican in the Congress voted against that. Now, look, we're in a situation where now the MAGA Republicans are calling for defunding the FBI. Now, let me tell you something. I don't think, and I know some of you weren't happy with me, I didn't think we should defund the police. I never believed that and said so at the time. But I sure in hell don't think we should be funding the FBI either.
That was the president's weekly conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.